all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm. You can reach us at 800-693-4800. Keith, welcome to Veterans Radio. I want to talk today about some of your experiences, and in particular, your role as president of the National Veterans Business Development Council. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yeah, and Jim, what we are is we are the national certification body for veteran-owned businesses that are equal to the minority-owned businesses or women-owned businesses and their certification program that, you know, they've been using for years, and we now have one that is equal to them for our veterans.
Well, you started this about 4 years ago and set it up as a 501c3 so that it could be a really a truly independent third-party certification program. Why isn't this something, or is this something in addition to what the VA does?
It's in addition to actually what happens is the term the VA uses is verification, and that's a lot more than just simply semantics of verification versus certification, because certification is a very thorough process that includes a lot of different things that the VA verification simply is not required, nor do they implement. And unfortunately, the VA program was put together for, one, small businesses only, and secondly, basically to work with the VA. And so most of the rest of the government does not require it. They may accept it, but there's a difference, obviously, between accepting and requiring. Whereas in the commercial business, in the corporate world, they are now requiring the veteran businesses to be certified. And thankfully, most of the major corporations have, in fact, named the National Veteran Business Development Council as that certification body. So there's a distinct difference.
And that's the really important part I want to stress to our veteran radio listeners, is that for the private corporate businesses out there who are trying to meet either internal or external goals to engage veteran-owned businesses, they want certified veteran-owned businesses, and that's where NVBDC comes in, correct?
Correct, and thank you, because actually what they're concerned about, and believe me, we've heard all of these stories, what we call the bad old days, when the women began, you know, certifying their businesses. You know, one day she's a housewife, next day she's the president of a company, doesn't even know where the office is. You know, one day the guy's a janitor, next day he's the president. So we heard all of these stories, and the corporations said that, look, you know, we know that there's a lot of problems with the VA program. There's been over $600 million in fraud has already been identified in what we call rent of that, and we are not going to tolerate that. And so you veterans need to create one that meets these very, you know, rigorous standards. And, you know, like good military guys, myself, my vice president, who is a retired brigadier general, my other officers and board members, we basically took a year off to sit down and write our SOP, write all the rules and regulations, and that culminated in what we call our beta test about a year and a half later, April 2014, in which what we did is we presented the credentials, if you will, the certification of three veteran businesses to these corporations. Frankly, the SBA was there, the VA was on the phone, all these corporations, Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, Kellogg's. And the good news is they all said, okay, you got it, you know what you're doing. You know, go put this thing together and we'll help you. And, you know, 4 years later, they were not only true to their word, but yeah, as you may know, the group called the Billion Dollar Roundtable, which is 27 of the largest corporations in the world who spend $1 billion a year or more with women and minorities, have now named my group, the NVBDC, as the veteran certification body, which we're, you know, we're obviously very proud of and very thankful. But I think what's really important about this is that they're saying, number one, the veteran businesses must be certified. So in our opinion, the days of self-certification or days of some guy walking in and saying, hey, I'm a veteran-owned business, is either, you know, obsolete or dying or whatever term you're comfortable with, but that's going away. And I think as important, if not more important, what the billion-dollar roundtable has done for our veterans is said, okay, if they're certified, you capture that spend against those veterans, and that will qualify the corporations to either become members of the billion-dollar roundtable, or those members that are there, they can now add their veteran spend to that total. This has completely changed the market. I joke about what this has done for us is, you know, I can now, as a veteran business, I'm now sitting at the adult table instead of the kiddie table. You know?
Well, I think that's really the message I want to get out to veteran-owned businesses, that this, going through this certification process, creates opportunity for you that would not otherwise exist. Can you talk about that opportunity, Keith?
Yeah, absolutely. What we talk about is what our certification does for our veterans. And we do two things. We provide you access, as access to the corporations, to the supplier diversity, and then through the supplier diversity to the buyers. And we produce that opportunity that you mentioned, Jim, because that's a spot-on word. Because through that certification, through that access, these companies will give you an opportunity to not only bid on contracts, obviously, but to submit proposals to them. The best example I think I can give you today is that Ford Motor Company specifically has spent $1.1 billion with our certified veteran businesses last year. Now, the way that they do that is because our ability to certify all sizes of companies, small, medium, and large. One of our companies is doing roughly $400 million a year with the automotive. The biggest company we've certified is just under $1 billion. He's got 1,800 employees in five countries. So the veteran businesses aren't all these little small mom and pops. These companies are very large, very well ran, and we have the ability to certify them. So what happens is the corporations are looking for veteran-owned businesses that can perform the job that they need them to perform, do it on time, and do it, you know, to specs. And they are willing now to give our certified veterans that opportunity.
Veteran radio listeners, we're talking to Keith King. He's an Army veteran. He has over a couple of decades worth of business experience in the advertising and PR business at Keith King & Associates in Detroit, Michigan. He spent 6 years as a national public affairs chairperson for the Vietnam Veterans Association. But in this role, he's talking about as the president of the National Veteran Business Development Council. And this is sort of, when you get certified by NVBDC, it's sort of the good housekeeping stamp of approval, if I can frame it that way. Is that, that's kind of fair, Keith?
Yeah, and that's a great analogy. Thank you, Jim. You know, because here's what happens. We are in a position now where these corporations will actually come to us and say, Keith, do you have a certified veteran business that does, you know, whatever? And we'll go into our database and look for them. And if we have one, or like we have, I think, rough numbers, 22, 25 certified veteran construction companies. And we'll have, you know, one of the companies say, hey, I'm looking for a construction company that does whatever. And what we'll do is then submit all 25 of those companies to them and say, well, here's their capabilities, and let them follow up and have that opportunity. But without the certification, they would never have that opportunity at all. Well, so,
they never make the short list. They never get to the short list, yeah. And well, is it also, Keith, is this used sort of by non-veteran businesses to form relationships with veteran-owned, certified veteran-owned businesses?
Yeah, and that's a great point because, frankly, one of the things that we encourage is our veteran businesses to partner or subcontract with other veteran businesses themselves. That's one point. And then there's, as you had indicating, a non-veteran company who is looking to add a veteran business to their presentation or adding to, you know, their subcontracting plans. We have some very large companies who have come to us and said, hey, we would like to add some veteran businesses to a bid. One of our guys put a team together, veteran businesses, and won a $40 million bid. So we do both, Jim, both the non-veteran businesses working with our veteran businesses and veterans coming together and forming teams. You know, as a veteran, we're used to working in teams. And as you know, in my career, in my business, because of the work that I was doing, the largest team I had was with 8 other companies, and we formed, you know, our bid, put that bid in, and won a rather large national contract for that. So we encourage that kind of work.
I want to pass on to folks at this point who might be listening and say, boy, this might be just the thing I need to take my business to the next level. Can you talk to us about sort of what the qualifications are to be certified? And you've got a great website, so I certainly want you to promote that as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, obviously the easiest thing to do is go to my website. It is, you know, the initials nvbdc.org, National Veteran Business Development Council.org. You can go to that site, and then you can follow through there up at the top to simply click on, you know, veteran certification and follow the instructions. But the quick rule of thumb, minimally, you have to own at least 51%. So if it's a 50-50 deal, that doesn't work unless the other 50% is also owned by a veteran. But one or more veteran must have a minimum of 51%. But that also is just the beginning. Because what we talk about is you must have operational control and authority. If you're not writing the checks, if you're not hiring and firing, if you don't show up and run your company every day, we're going to question who actually is in charge, who's in control of this company. And I can tell you right now, 95% of everybody we reject is over operational control. That, to me, is the line that we draw, if you will, the line in the dirt, is you have to be owning and running and controlling this company. Unfortunately, we see what we call the fakes or the fronts or the frauds or the rent of that way too often. And, frankly, that is one of the reasons the corporations, you know, have supported us, because we're going to come in, we're going to sit down with you, and we're going to find out who's actually running this company. But if you meet that criteria, then we want to talk to you.
And does it matter what size of a business you are?
No. As a matter of fact, we say we will not punish you for being a startup. We don't care what your size is. What we need to know is that you have a company, that you've done what you need to do to set your company up. If it's an LLC, your operating agreements, I need to see your paperwork, your bank statements, your IRS records. We're going to need to see a lot of these records. But the reason we see them is to prove the control and authority. I mean, you know, I need to see all this. And frankly, you know, I used the word I, and I probably shouldn't in this case, because we have a entire certification committee that is made up of some of the leading supplier diversity managers in this country. They have national reputations, and they are professionals. And I feel blessed my committee that takes care of our certification is highly regarded.
Well, I think as veterans, we've all been to schools where the standards were really tough and it was hard to get through those schools. But because they were tough, when you graduated and you pinned on that whatever, or you became a Marine or Ranger, you had pride because you got through something that had high rigorous standards. And that's kind of what you're doing here, is saying, we're going to certify you, but we're going to put you through your paces, and it's going to be a rigorous standard. But when you get through it, you're going to be proud that you got through it.
And thank you. You're absolutely 100% correct, because we even have that in our marketing material that the veterans are proud to earn our certification, and they should be. It's being, part of what we talk about is this was created by veterans for veterans. And again, I use the word blessed because I have some great board members. I've got some great officers. They're all veterans, ranging from, Vietnam to Afghanistan. So, we have some people who are truly not only dedicated, but we're dedicated to making it right. We talk about the attitude, and the attitude is we're here to help our veterans succeed. And, on a personal level, my son's a Persian Gulf veteran. My nephew did 2 tours in Iraq. My grandson just got out of the Army, I think 6 months ago now. So when I look at this, this is about the younger generation. This is about the next group of veterans who want to form their own business. And we now have a program. We now have a way for them to have the opportunity and the access to corporations that simply did not exist 4 years ago.
No, and this puts veteran businesses on even par with certified women-owned business and minority-owned businesses. So it really creates an opportunity to be in a room that before those businesses were excluded from. So it's a great program, Keith King, president of National Veterans Business Development Council. But you do even more than that. I want to talk a little bit because I was on the website and I noticed it. You put on programs. Can you talk
about
programming?
Well, thank you. We have what we call 2 events a year. And those 2 events, one we have coming up right away, November 7th and 8th. It'll be in Detroit. It'll be at the Marriott Renaissance Hotel. Right now we have 35 of the largest corporations in the world who will be there. And they're there specifically to meet with our veteran businesses. I know I have roughly 400 veteran businesses already signed up. And if any of your listeners are interested in it, they need to do it quickly. But again, that is one of the events. The other event is what we call our Federal Reserve event. That is literally with the Federal Reserve Bank. And a lot of the largest banks in the country, a lot of large financial institutions, insurance companies, stockbrokers, all of these financials come to this event, again, to meet, with our veteran businesses. The story that I'm pleased to tell was one of our veteran businesses came in, sat down, had a chance to talk with one of our financial companies, and basically walked out with a handshake for a $7.8 million contract.
Well, that's good. That you call a good day.
I do. And he calls it a great day.
Yeah.
And so we know it's real. That's the thing. I mean, when we have our veteran businesses and what we call our success stories, one of them is a guy who tried to, for years to set appointments with these large corporations, and they basically would not talk to him. They had said no. There's no reason for us to meet. We have what you do. He got certified by us, called those same companies back, and they said, well, okay, now that we know that you're actually a certified veteran, come and see us. And, that kind of goodwill is something that I truly know and appreciate from the companies and the corporations and our sponsors. But it's because of that goodwill that I can talk with you, Jim, and say, hey, this is real, guys. What we need to do is understand that these corporations have given us this opportunity.
Well, it's an amazing situation that's, as I say, 3 or 4 years old. So to create these opportunities for veteran-owned businesses to get certified and then have access to this kind of work opportunity is just phenomenal. We're talking to Keith King, who's the president of the National Veterans Business Development Council. Keith, if our listeners want to know more about this and maybe go into the certification process, how do they keep in touch and follow along and track this?
The 2 things I would recommend is first go to our website. Everything you need to know is on that website. What I would highly recommend is once you go to the page that says, veteran certification, there's a checklist. print that checklist. It will tell you the documents that we need, and what we tell you is get those ready. You're going to need to scan them if necessary. If you don't have them in an electronic format, scan them, get them ready, because you're going to need to upload them. The other thing is simply an email to support@nvbdc.org. Our team is there. They're there to help you. They are really good at this stuff, and they'll walk through it. And finally, if you want to talk to somebody on the phone, it's a simple number, 888-CERTIFIED. And so if you call that number, one of our people will answer that and help you and try to answer any of your questions. And if everything else fails, tell them you want to talk to me.
There you go. We're talking to Keith King. The web address is www.nvbdc.org. You'll find all the information you need there to understand this process a little more and determine if certification is the right opportunity for you. Keith, thanks for taking some time to explain this to our veteran radio listeners.
Well, thank you, Jim, for the opportunity, and I always enjoy talking with you, and thank you for what you do for our veterans as collectively as well as our veteran business owners. It's a pleasure being with you.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.